is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Welcome to PocCast, a weekly audio dialogue between Pakistan and the West. We're podcasting from Seattle, Washington, USA on May 15th, 2007. This is Volume 3, Installment 13 of PocCast. I'm Ethan Casey, author of Alive and Well in Pakistan.
And I am Nasser Aziz, producer of PocCast.
And with us, as usual, is Asad Faizi.
Hello.
Yellow.
Big things happening. Last week we thought it was a big deal when the Chief Justice made his epic journey from Islamabad to Lahore, and little did we know, but in retrospect, very predictably, even bigger news this past week, the death of some 40-some people in Karachi.
What some people are terming as massacre in Karachi, and let's see what Asad has to say about that.
What is there to say?
What happened?
Yeah, I watched the whole incident on Jio Live, actually. It was
Jio TV from Pakistan.
Yeah, Jio TV from Pakistan. I subscribed to like four different channels in Pakistani television, thanks to Pervez Musharraf.
Right.
Well, we have to give credit where it's due.
We will when it's due.
Yep.
Not always.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, and it was one of the saddest moments in my life, most disturbing scenes I've ever seen in my life. I saw ensuing gun battle on the streets of Karachi in the broad daylight with no sign of any police or any law enforcing agencies. That continued all day. And I saw people dying on TV screen. And I saw gangs of thugs spraying bullets all over the streets of Karachi. And there was nobody to stop them. I saw people running to save their lives. I saw a big mob of people.
And this was all live?
This was all live on TV.
And this happened because the Chief Justice or the, what you want to call him, like the Shajad visited Karachi, right?
He was Iftikhar,
I'm sorry, Chaudhry Iftikhar, was visiting Karachi after his epic journey to Lahore to address a rally, right?
Yeah, and if our listeners who've been following this whole judicial crisis, they've been listening to our program, they would know that the Chief Justice, after he's been sacked by Musharraf, he has been invited to many different bar councils and bar associations throughout mm-hmm. Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And he made a journey first to Peshawar, a 10-hour journey. To Peshawar, where he was greeted by tens of thousands of people, mm-hmm. Many lawyers, you know, a great warm welcome. It was a road trip that he took. Mm-hmm. It was a 10-hour trip from Islamabad
which
to Peshawar.
Normally takes three hours.
Yeah.
And then next week he took another epic journey, what now people call it, from Islamabad to Lahore, mm-hmm. which takes about 4.5 hours. It took him 26 hours.
Right.
He made several stops. The GT road mm-hmm. is the heartland of Punjab, and there are so many. There are hundreds of little towns, and he stopped by, and he was greeted by hundreds of thousands of people all mm-hmm. along. And his next stop was Karachi.
Like the biggest city of Pakistan, the port city of Pakistan, the industrial, no, not the, the financial hub of Pakistan.
Also the industrial hub in Pakistan.
Right.
You're right. I mean, 75% of all the Pakistan economy is generated in Karachi. It's a city of 14 million people. And of course, the most number of lawyers also in the
Karachi.
Country. And they invited, there was a centennial celebration. It was like 100th anniversary of the Karachi mm-hmm. Bar Association. Mm-hmm. And that program was set months ahead of time, even before the judicial crisis.
So this Chief Justice, did he fly to Karachi?
He flew to Karachi, mm-hmm. and he was supposed to address the Bar Council. The only difference mm-hmm. between this journey and the other was that in Peshawar, mm-hmm. There were all political parties, but in Karachi, there was one more party, which was not in Peshawar and not in Lahore. It was MQM.
The Mahajir Qaumi.
I think they call it the Muttahada Qaumi movement.
Muttahada, okay.
They have moved away from calling themselves Mahajir Qaumi movement. Now they call themselves
Muttahada.
Muttahada
Qaumi. The United.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, okay.
But, so that, and they actually, a few days ago.
So wait a minute. So this time he goes to Karachi, right? And by air, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets there. And then we have all these incidents where there's firings happening in
but
the
actually,
street.
But actually, you have to step back a little.
Uh-huh.
3 days before his arrival, MQM announced their own rally. And they said, we're going to take out a rally of our own and show who owns Karachi, who controls Karachi.
This is in response to his other political involvements, right?
This is in response to Chief Justice's visit to Karachi. And they said they will not, and it was said in a press conference that they will not allow any political parties to politicize the judicial issue in Pakistan.
Who is this?
And this is MQM's leaders.
Okay.
And they said, we will not allow anybody to take out rallies in Karachi.
And MQM is Musharraf's ally, right?
MQM is Musharraf's ally. They are part of the ruling coalition in Pakistan. And when the Chief Justice actually arrived, so night before the Chief Justice would have flown to Karachi, they shut off all access roads to the airport. They put containers, they put 16-wheel...
MQM did?
MQM did.
Okay.
They put containers on the road, all the roads leading to all the major arteries in Karachi, all road leading to the airport,
now,
the highways.
They did that on their own or under Musharraf's command?
So, interestingly, the police was very much involved in all that. Police and the rangers who control the Karachi enforced law in Karachi... apparently, they were in cahoot with MQM. MQM heads the provincial government of Sindh as well. So you need to understand that not only MQM is a political ally of Musharraf, but MQM, the governor of Sindh is MQM's representative. MQM has the interior ministry. So MQM holds the governor, government control in the province of Sindh. So the law and order was also their responsibility.
Okay.
So not just political allies, but also in the government.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the double responsibility.
Now, MQM's leader, Altaf Hussain, he resides in London, right? And he's a British citizen.
A British citizen. He resides in London.
But he still controls the party, correct?
And he micromanages the party sitting from London. And he has been given...
And he's friends with Musharraf.
I would not call his friends with Musharraf.
Because I heard on Sunday, he had a 4-hour talk with Musharraf over the phone.
I bet they had a lot to talk about.
Right.
I'm not sure if you can characterize as friends of Musharraf, but I know that he's...
But why is he talking to Musharraf, though?
He does not want Musharraf to take off his uniform. I think the whole... I mean, we have not talked about the massacre itself yet,
but this is
motivation
what leads to,
behind right. the massacre was that there was a deal in offing between Musharraf and Benazir. And if Musharraf was to make a deal with Benazir, then Benazir would have taken the lion's share of the power. And there would be no room for...
Benazir is also from Sindh.
Benazir is also from Sindh, but not only that, there would be not much room left for the PMLQ, which is the current ruling coalition, and especially MQM, because for sure Benazir's Pakistani People's Party would have formed the government in Sindh. And of course, somebody from People's Party would have been the prime minister. So I think this whole thing, a lot of political analysts think it was a Machiavellian move from MQM to actually preempt any deal between Musharraf and
and
came
Benazir.
At the cost of 40 lives of innocent Pakistanis.
At least 40. Now let's take a step back though and address the motivations or at least the effects of the actions of the Chief Justice himself. And I'm not speaking against the Chief Justice here, but he had to have known that he was upping the ante by going to Karachi.
On also
not at all. He was not the one who's upping the ante in this case.
But there's news that he was told to postpone his visit because things were boiling in Karachi.
He was told to postpone his visit to Peshawar. He was told to postpone his visit to Lahore. He was told.
But Karachi in specific was.
So is he not arguably politicizing the situation by insisting on going to Karachi when he did?
Let's assume for a second that he is politicizing this whole event. Let's take your argument, and I'm not agreeing with you. For the sake of argument, let's take this. Let's say this is the case. Does it give license to MQM to start killing people?
No, absolutely it does not.
Does it give license to MQM to start shooting on the street?
Absolutely it does not.
How can anybody blame the Chief Justice for what happened in Karachi? He was stranded at the airport. He could not even get out of the airport, guys, for 8 hours, and then he flew back from the airport to
Islamabad. But the Sindh government offered him a chopper from airport to the bar council where he was going to deliver a speech. Why didn't he take upon that offer?
That chopper could easily have crashed, couldn't it?
Well, that's another issue. That would have...
If I were the Chief Justice, I would not have trusted the government of Sindh. Ethan is absolutely right. They offered him a chopper. Mm-hmm. They themselves could not come in the taking the street route and come to the airport. The situation was so bad in Karachi. Mm.
But the situation was bad because of MQM, right?
This is also
the situation.
And
is
they are the primary government there, right?
We need to keep in mind that I think people who live in Karachi have very vivid memories of what the city was like in the mid 90s when
it was like Beirut.
It was just about like that, and people dying every day. I was living in Bangkok at the time, and you had news in the Bangkok newspapers every day about deaths in Karachi.
And MQM was solely responsible for that.
That was all about MQM. It was all about Altaf Hussein.
I assume for a second that the Chief Justice would have taken the chopper as and what happened if he... If his chopper was shot down and the government would have said, turned around and said, it was one of his supporters which actually shot down the chopper. I don't trust this government at all.
What if it didn't?
I'm not the one who's going to take chances on that. Come on.
Asad, I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit again. As a Muhajir yourself, as a Karachi native, and also as a longtime supporter of Musharraf, how have your feelings or your views changed in the last 2 months?
I'm really disappointed in Musharraf on his handling of the whole Chief Justice scene. I'm disgusted with MQM. I don't think Musharraf would have wanted MQM to do what they did. They have a very long and proven history of terrorism.
So you don't buy what one of our correspondents said in an email, that there's a quote-unquote sinister conspiracy between Musharraf and the MQM.
Look at the history of MQM. Do they need anybody's coaxing to terrorize the city? They have done it for the last 15 years.
Now, there have been people, some of the people you've been corresponding with have objected to your calling the MQM a terrorist organization.
Yeah, and I was going to say, isn't sort of like a relative term, and how can you categorize them as a terrorist organization?
Well, I watched the people, MQM, bearing MQM flag, shooting on the streets for 5 hours at political rallies on live TV. I've seen it with my own eyes. And by the way, if any of you listeners want to watch it, you can go find
YouTube is full of them. Yeah,
YouTube
okay.
is full
Agreed.
of them. Arch TV, Geo, you name it. Kavish TV network with the Sindhi media. There are footage after footage after footage on YouTube. You can go yourself and watch MQM goons shooting on the streets of Karachi and killing people. I've seen live on TV the 50,000, 60,000 strong rally of opposition with the buses and motorcycles and cars, with flags of all parties, Jamaat Islami and People's Party and PML and ANP, shot upon directly by MQM people, like 10 or 15 people dying on the spot.
So why were these parties?
I would call it a terrorist party.
No. So why were these parties there? Why were they like waving their flags for Chief Justice? If it's not a politicized event, then why these parties are hanging out there with their flags?
Well, Nasser, it is a totally irrelevant question, right? Because these parties, in this context of terrorism, we're talking about
terrorism. I'm trying to be the devil's advocate here.
Well, but then are you saying that anybody who raises a party flag deserves to be shot in the head?
No, I'm not saying that.
Is that what the argument is?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if this is like a non-political event, then why these political parties are wavering their flags?
You know what? I'm going to answer that. I think it is inherently a political thing, and I don't think political is bad. Mm-hmm. I think the whole situation has gotten well beyond the control of anybody who was involved in it 2 months ago. It's not within the Chief Justice's mm-hmm. control, certainly not within Musharraf's control. This is definitely, clearly, blatantly, a political situation now. It's gone beyond the constitutional and judicial crisis.
We can safely say that this Chief Justice is being supported by all the other parties besides MQM. Can we say that?
Well, okay. So he's supported by is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is he their political leader? No. So let me make two quick points, and these are very important points.
Mm-hmm.
The whole issue of presidential reference itself political.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why Musharraf mm-hmm. sent this reference against the Chief Justice is because of mm-hmm. upcoming election. He wants somebody to be very pliable, mm-hmm. that he can trust. So to begin with, it's a political issue.
Musharraf, who politicized it in the first place?
Absolutely. Musharraf politicized it in the first place. Number one. Number two, as was the case in Peshawar mm-hmm. and as was the case in Lahore,
mm-hmm.
Chief Justice never made it has been almost 2 months. He never uttered a single word, mm-hmm. political word, in any context. He never gave any interview to TV. He made speeches to the only thing he has done so far is he's made speeches to the bar councils, and they were very, very legal, technical, and constitutional speeches. In Peshawar, in Lahore, throughout his 26 hours journey, he never uttered a single political word, and so far he has not done that. Now, what happened in Lahore, in Peshawar, is when he started his journey, the political parties joined him and they supported him. But when he actually entered the bar room where mm-hmm. there was not a single political party activist, they were all kept outside. The same thing happened in Lahore. They were all kept 26 hours. The all kind of political parties supported him. But when he eventually ended up going to the Lahore Bar Council, and we were making, there was not a single political activist, and they actually announced and they said, we don't want any political activists because this is the bar council. And the same thing okay. was going to happen in Karachi.
Fine. Now, having said that, right, MQM pretty much, you know, rules the Sindh parliament and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these parties are behind this Chief Justice. Don't you think they feel threatened?
Who?
The MQM. When this guy comes to Karachi
uh-huh.
into their so-called turf,
sure.
and all these parties who were like against each other in the past joined together and support the Chief Justice, don't you think MQM feels threatened about that?
That's feeling threatened.
But not to justify what they did, yeah. not to justify the violence.
Actually, but not only MQM, but I think Musharraf is also feeling very threatened right now because of his foolishness, mm-hmm. because of his mishandling, and because of the blunders that Musharraf is making mm-hmm. every day is becoming worse than yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of diffusing the situation, he is actually making the situation worse. It has come to the point
mm-hmm.
where the deputy registrar of the Supreme Court was shot yesterday in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the 14th of May, Monday.
Yeah, was shot in his house. And the government has come out and saying it was a robbery. Nobody believes government anymore. They are saying that, no, the deputy registrar was a potential witness in the Chief Justice case, so it was the government who killed him. I don't necessarily believe
that. So Musharraf's government has lost credibility at
Absolutely.
This point.
Absolutely. They have lost credibility.
Is this the beginning of the end of Musharraf?
It definitely looks like if Musharraf does not come to his senses and if he continues to rely on hardliners like MQMs, NPMLQ hardliners, who want to resolve this by force, it would very much be the beginning of the end, or very much be the end of Musharraf. He can still do the right thing and, mm-hmm. and can defuse the whole situation.
And MQM is only regional. It's in Sindh, in Karachi.
MQM
what about the hardliners who are Islamist hardliners who are all over the country? They don't support Musharraf. How is he dealing with that then?
Well, see, the thing is that the religious parties, MMA, they have come through the political process. They are not the ones who are toting guns, and they are not the ones who are shooting people on the streets.
But they do that. You know that. They do that.
No, I don't know that. Give me an example of when MMA started shooting people on the streets.
Well, I went to University of Peshawar, and I've seen that with my eyes.
MMA
just saying,
is only 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So when you went to University of Peshawar, there was no MMA.
It's a part of Jamaat Islami. The whole this comes from the same group of people. You know, it's not a different thing.
Let's not talk about 60 years of Pakistan. Let's talk about the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. What has happened in politics? I don't support MMA. I do not support the right wing political parties in Pakistan, but I have not seen anything so far. They are very stupid in the sense that they really don't have the political acumen. I would never vote for them, mm-hmm. but they have not shown anything to me so far in the last 5 years, which makes me believe that they are aggressive, they are violent, or anything at all. If
certainly not in the way that MQM has demonstrated.
Absolutely not.
MQM is a secular party, right?
Well, see, this is my whole point, right? Does it matter what label you put yourself on? If you take out a gun and start shooting people, I don't care if you're secular or Islamist or whatever ethnicity you belong to. I consider you a terrorist.
So with that definition, all the parties in Pakistan are terrorist parties.
I don't think so.
One of them have done their part in history. You know, People's Party have done it, Muslim League have done it, Jamaat Islami have done it, and now MQM has done it.
I don't believe anything what you've said. I don't recall anything where Jamaat Islami started shooting people on the streets. If you're saying that the gunfight might break out in some corner, that's a different issue. Pakistan, in general, you know, the law does not hold very well throughout Pakistan. But this is, I'm talking about citywide. Mm-hmm. Our day-long gun battle where, you know, they're MQM activists, you know, are shooting people, political rallies coming out, of course, they were fired upon in defense. But the point is that they had already, it didn't just happen by itself. It was not something spontaneous. It was very well planned. They actually came out and said, we will not let this rally happen in Karachi.
And if any political party in Pakistan has the will and the wherewithal to do something like this, it would be the MQM, wouldn't it?
So who gave them the authority? I mean, why are they so gung-ho about that? What's the deal?
That's the way they've always done part. The only difference this time.
So having said that,
there's now live TV and live cameras.
That was expected behavior from MQM, right?
Yes.
So why did Chief Justice go into that situation?
Because he's the Chief Justice of Pakistan. He should not cow down to any blackmail or any terrorism threat. What kind of? I want my Chief Justice to have a spine. If he is so scared of MQM, how would he make a tough judgment? How will he pass a tough judgment against any terrorist?
But he's not in a position to make judgments today because he's not an acting Chief Justice.
He is the Chief Justice of Pakistan.
Go ahead.
No, but I'm saying, like, if there's some element of common sense, if he knew this could happen, if he knew the history of MQM, why would he jump into fire like that?
It's like saying Martin Luther King knew that Sheriff Bull Connor was going to send dogs and water cannons against the marchers in Alabama, and so therefore it's Martin Luther King's fault that.
No, I'm not saying that it's fault, but if it was expected, then what's the big deal?
The big deal is that it is still wrong. Even if you expect somebody to be taking a shot at you, it's still wrong. If I were to live in New York, and if I were to take subway, and I know there are people who mug people who take subway, you know, but I still have to go to work because I have to do my job. Am I responsible for being mugged?
But that's not his job to go and, you know, support
the
rally.
Of course, that's his job. He's the Chief Justice. If the Bar Council of Karachi invites him on the centennial celebration, he has to go there.
There's something a little bit sick and queasy about blaming the victim. And I'm not saying that that's what you're doing. I know you're playing devil's advocate, Nazar, but I think this is a very fraught.
But that's what
situation.
MQM is saying. That is what Musharraf is saying. They are trying to blame. This is the worst part of this whole scenario, is that MQM and Musharraf are trying to blame the Chief Justice.
One more question.
Sure.
This Chief Justice feels like he has some leverage over people now, right? He has seen the rallies. He's seen the support. Do you think this power, this whole popularism of him is kind of going through his head now? You think he's the next prime minister?
I don't even know. I can't read his mind.
My question is, how kosher is this Chief Justice?
First of all, it's not about a person. It's about a position. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Pakistan is not a person. It's a position. And he should not be threatened. He should not be mishandled. He should not be misbehaved with. And he should not be given a challenge by any political party, that he cannot come to any city in Pakistan any particular day and cannot make a speech to a particular... We're not talking about a Chaudhary Iftikhar here. We're talking about the office of the Chief Justice of Pakistan. The Chief Justice of Pakistan, can you imagine the Chief Justice of Supreme Court given a challenge by KKK that you cannot come in Montana and deliver a speech, otherwise there will be a bloodshed? What do you think the Chief Justice of US will do? They will say, oh, I think I should just avoid going to Montana for the rest of my life.
But if these crises didn't exist and it was like the normal situation, and if this Chief Justice went to Karachi, would this have happened?
I don't care.
No, I'm just asking.
If it happened or not, I know that it happened. And who did it? MQM did it. And they challenged the Chief Justice and they challenged the political parties not to come. And they said they would do it. And they did it in the broad daylight on live TV. It's not Chief Justice's fault. It is MQM's fault. And that's the point.
Let's read some of our listeners' email. Nazar, there is a listener who has made a point very relevant to what we've been discussing this last few minutes, and I think we should do him the respect of reading part of his email, even though it goes over some of the same ground that we've just been covering.
Yeah, this is an email by Rizwan Nasser from Seattle, and he's responding to our last podcast. He says...
The last podcast when we talked about the epic journey of...
The Road to Lahore podcast.
And he says, I would like to differ with Asad in the statement that Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhary is the Chief Justice of the people. Iftikhar Chaudhary chose to become a politician. He was asked by the Sindh government to postpone the visit to Karachi, but he said no, and we saw what happened in Karachi. Over 40 lives lost. Iftikhar Chaudhary has lost all credibility to be the Chief Justice of Pakistan. I fail to understand how Mr. Chaudhary will be an unbiased Chief Justice of Pakistan when he has affiliated himself with a major political party and he has given the opposition in to take advantage of the situation. My opinion is that after the initial stunts, he should have sat low and not aligned himself with the opposition and politicized himself.
I think we already answered this question. I just don't get this logic that a Chief Justice, if the President file a reference against Chief Justice, and if the President and the establishment of Pakistan is pressurizing the judges, which we all know, look at the history of Pakistan. For the last 60 years, Supreme Court judges have actually done whatever the hell the military establishment and the bureaucratic establishment want them to do. This is the first time ever in the history of Pakistan that they have stood up. And the only way we can strengthen them is to let them know that the people of Pakistan are behind them. And don't be intimidated by the military establishment. Don't be intimidated by the bureaucracy. That's something that you've been doing for the last 60 years. Don't do that, because we are with you. And that's exactly what the opposition is doing. I don't follow this logic. I don't understand this logic. Is that if he is taking that route, then he's called to be in collusion with the opposition. Of course, opposition is going to support him because the whole establishment is against him.
Thanks to Rizwan for his comment. I've got a couple of short emails as well. I sent out a query to people, and we got an email from Saad Kanani, who's a student in New York City, who says, the city, meaning Karachi, is ruled by a bunch of fascist thugs, MQM, who have always used intimidation and violence to maintain their power over the city. The support of a military dictator has encouraged their obsession with power and reliance on violence as a tool of control. Another student in Karachi writes, a lot of us in Karachi were sitting in our houses all day. I think she means Saturday.
Do we have a name for this person?
Sarah Karim. Watching live television reports from Geo and Aj while constantly discussing this. there was this indescribable feeling in the air of, is this really happening in Karachi? Many were reminded of the situation that existed in 94 and 95 when all the riots were happening. And for many, it was disbelief that this is happening for no good reason.
What else we have? Is that it? So with these emails, now we understand that we have various opinions about this whole incident. So I would like some MQM support.
Well, Nasir, you know, like at least five people have already asked me, when are we going to publish the next podcast that talks about the Karachi massacre? So it looks like the people, a lot of people are listening to us, and a lot of people are beginning to participate.
That's why I want people to call in and email us or call our Skype number or the numbers listed on the website. Let us know what you think about this massacre. Especially, we would like to hear from the MQM supporters.
Especially Altaf Hussein.
And I have a question about that too before I end this. I would like to understand what's going on and why MQM did what they did. And anybody who supports MQM in US or outside of US, please let us know and kind of, you know, give us a justification for all this violence that occurred. And my final question about that is, why is Altaf Hussein, who is a British citizen living in England, running this party? So give us a call, Skype ID, email, or the number on our website.
And the website is podcast.com, PAKCAST.com.
Right. So having said that, what else we got today?
We're going to have a new poll question up on the site, I think, this week. Asad has prepared that. What's the question, Asad?
Well, basically, the question is, who do you hold responsible for the Karachi massacre? Is it MQM, Pervez Musharraf, or the Chief Justice?
And the affiliations.
Of course. These are the broad general categories.
So we'll put that poll on our website, so we expect you to respond to that. Thank you.
I think before we did, I think one more email.
Oh, there's one more.
There's someone who describes himself as Jenna fan.
Just came in, right?
I don't know if that's his real name or
but
what.
But that's
anyway,
his alias, that's, at least.
He calls himself Jenna fan.
It's very difficult for people to use their alias, so that's not a big deal, really.
Yeah. So let's talk about his Jenna fan.
Certainly difficult in this kind of situation for people to.
Right.
Jenna fan writes, until recently, I would have described myself as mildly pro-Musharraf. I'm not a fan of military dictators, but I've liked some of the reforms that his team and the federal government has brought about. However, I am reminded by events like these just how the Al-Qaeda fighting Musharraf owes a lot of his power to other secular terrorists like the MQM. Musharraf has even publicly admitted his alliance with them, saying that he, quote, bought Karachi's peace from MQM. If any of you had visited the website of the News newspaper earlier today, he means this past Saturday, May 12th, you would have seen a few blurbs about the killings on their front page. Now, however, they have changed their headlines to Shujat Durrani express condolences with Altaf over May 12th killings. The News is part of a larger company that owns Jung, Pakistan's most popular Urdu newspaper, and the GOTV channel, among other outlets. Think about it, condoling with the perpetrators of violence. On the same URL, there is an interview of an MQM official by Geo News who basically puts the blame on the, quote, activism of the Chief Justice. Imagine that. I did not know our lawyers and judges were also weapon-toting part-time thugs. I think he means that sarcastically. These events, of course, put a different light on the topic that was discussed in your podcast. I'm afraid we have a ways to go before we can even begin to compare our media with the Western media. Believe me, it's sad to admit that.
Well, right on.
Well, actually, I think our media is very good. He's right. We can't compare with the rest because I think our media is much better. Pakistani media is much better than Western media. I know he meant the other way, but that's how I feel.
Well, I think that certainly pertinent to say that media in Pakistan, as well as in the U.S., has a lot to answer for and a long way to go before it's blameless and truly free.
No, it's not. I'm not saying I'm comparing the Western media with the Pakistani media, and I think the Pakistani media is much more independent.
Yeah, at least we're getting the live pictures and stuff on the ground, and there's no blockage.
I think what's remarkable is that we, you know, as Asad told me before we began the show about that Aj was actually filming the killings from the roof of their building.
Right. And yeah, so, I mean, it's all on YouTube, and there are footage after footage of Aj live broadcasting MQM, cars distributing ammunition and guns to MQM activists. Right. And we know it's MQM because they had the MQM flag on and stuff.
So if you want to see what actually happened, go to YouTube and type Karachi violence.
And if you want to join this conversation, go to podcast.com, find our phone number, our email addresses, and our Skype ID. Call in, write in, and be part of our next podcast.
And we would really, really like to hear from you guys.